Electric Prunes for Vox, bringing you the exciting new sound of the Vox Wah-Wah pedal. Let the Electric Prunes demonstrate the difference. Play it prunes first without the Wah-Wah pedal. Now, listen to the difference when you push that Vox Wah-Wah pedal down. You can even make your guitar sound like a sitar. It's the now sound. It's what's happening. That's why the Electric Prunes, Animals, Herman's Hermits, Paul Revere and the Raiders, Stones, the Seeds are all using the Vox Wah-Wah pedal, and it works with any amplifier. If you're a professional musician or want to sound like one, get with the new Vox Wah-Wah pedal at your Vox dealer now.
As demonstrated on Rumbletone Radio Agogo, heard Wednesdays from 3 till 5 p.m. here on CITR.
Rude boys, don't cry, don't cry!
Rude boy, don't cry!
Scenic Drive, every Friday morning, 10 a.m. till noon, CITR.
Since you listen to CITR, everyone knows you've got excellent taste in music. You've probably got a great record collection, too. But think of all the money you've spent on music over the years. You're probably just waiting until your next paycheck to get new albums you want to hear, aren't you?
Well, it's time you start getting the discounts you deserve. With the Friends of CITR card, get up to 15% off of Beat Street, Vinyl, Scratch, Red Cat, and Audiopile Records, as well as 16 other great local businesses. Friends cards are only $15 or free with the CITR station membership. Become a friend of CITR. Go to www.citr.ca and click Friends of for more details.
Thank you. You are listening to 101.9 FM CITR in Vancouver. This is We All Fall Down. My name is Marielle. Thank you very much for tuning in today. That was Tsunami Bomb off of their album The Great Escape. That song is called Take the Reins. Tsunami Bomb, a wonderful girl-fronted band that I still really like, but sadly are no longer together. Before that, I played And You'll Know Us by the Trail of Dead off of their album Source Tags and Codes. That song is called Another Morning Stoner, and that song is probably my favorite song to see performed live by the band. And speaking of the band playing live, they are coming to Vancouver to play a show. That's why I played them. And You'll Know Us by the Trail of Dead are playing with Funeral Party and Midnight Masses at Richards on Richards, Friday, March 13th. Speaking, not happening today. Another Friday the 13th. What, didn't we just have one? I don't know. There's got to be some, like, slim chance that that'll happen 2 months in a row. But there we go. It is happening next month on Friday the 13th. What else is going on? I did not go see the Murder City Devils this past weekend. They played a show at the Commodore this past Friday, but hopefully you went. I was really excited about that show, and I think I even maybe... No, I didn't buy tickets. But I was really close to. I was supposed to go, and I was really excited, but I didn't. And so that is the boat coming towards me and then sailing away far... far away. Goodbye, Luke. Okay. A lot of people did touch and go shows this week because if you hadn't heard, the label has, well, they've kind of died. They've died. The record industry just itself isn't doing that great. The Muzak also went filed for bankruptcy, for better or for worse. But apparently the actual physical record industry just isn't doing that great. So unfortunately, Touch and Go, no longer distributing records for us, no longer putting out new albums either. So 'tis a sad day for the music industry in general. And I didn't put together a Touch and Go show. I was thinking about it, but because I listened to Luke's show on Wednesday, and he did a great Touch and Go show, and then apparently Duncan just did one before me, so I don't know. And I'm super lazy, and it takes a lot for me to plan these things ahead of time. I used to be really good when I started this radio show. I would totally put so much planning into what I was going to play for you guys that week, and I'd make up a little playlist and think about things like a couple days ahead of time, and now life just gets in the way. Life gets super busy, but somehow I still manage to pull it all together all at the very last minute. Ugh. Anyways, I wanted to play The Transmitters for you because they are playing a show this Saturday at the Media Club with two other bands, like the TVs and someone else. I don't know. It's an early show at the Media Club, so if you're going to be there early-ish. Let's get to some brand new Transmitters. This is off of their self-titled EP. If you want to give me a call here in the studio, you can do so. Place a request. Give some comments or feedback. Constructive criticism, if you will, at 604-822-2487. That's 822-CITR. And as always, you can download podcasts for this show and many other shows on CITR through our website, which is www.citr.ca. And if you are interested, fair listener, you can even check out playlists for my show online at weallfalldowncitr.blogspot.com. There you go. That's your info. This is some Transmitters. They're playing this Saturday at the Media Club on CITR.
you know.
The February issue of Disc Order magazine is on the streets now.
This month's theme is The Finding Issue, a guide to Vancouver that will introduce new wonder into your life.
Plus articles and interviews featuring Her Jazz Noise Collective, Clips, Transmission, Tight Solid, and Pretty Maps.
As always, Disc Order features reviews of the newest albums and shows and the CITR program schedule.
Disc Order, that 808 magazine from CITR 101.9 FM, available anywhere that's remotely cool. The fur feline feel, death to hate us, so I gives it to him overkill.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to
Fun!
While
Fun
cloaks itself in a plethora of disguises, its favorite mantle still remains
Fun. Fun
devours all it touches, its voracious appetite rarely fulfilled. Yet
Fun
doesn't only destroy, it creates and molds as well. Let's examine closely then this dangerously evil creation, this new breed. But a word of caution, handle it with care, and don't drop your guard. This rapacious new breed prowls both alone and in packs, operating at any level, any time, anywhere, and with anybody. Who are they?
CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver.
Yeah!
Change how I feel, because I know it's a lie. My heart is
God. All my bags are packed and ready to go. I'm standing here outside the door. I hate to wake you up to say goodbye, but the dawn is breaking, it's early morning. Taxi's waiting, he's blown his horn. Already I'm so lonesome I could die. So kiss me and smile for me. Tell me that you'll wait for me. Hold me like you'll never let me go. Cause I'm leaving on a jet plane. Don't know when I'll be back again. Oh babe, I hate to go. So many times I let you down. There's so many times I fucked around. I tell you now, they don't mean a thing. There's every place I go, I'll think of you. Every song I sing, I'll sing for you. When I come back, I'll bring your wedding ring. So kiss me and smile for me. Tell me that you'll wait for me. Hold me like you'll never let me. One more time and let me kiss you. Close your eyes and I'll be on my way. Dream about the days to come when I won't have to leave alone. About the times that I won't have to say. Oh, kiss me and smile for me. Tell me that you'll wait for me. Hold me like you'll never let me.
Thank you. Sunrise fills your eyes.
You are listening to 101.9 FM CITR in Vancouver. This is We All Fall Down. I just played a whole bunch of music and I realized that I haven't really gone on air and talked since I started the show. Oops. Sometimes it just happens. Sometimes I have nothing to talk about. Okay? I just played Heavens off of their album Patent Pending. That song was the title track. And Heavens, of course, features Matt Skiba of Alkaline Trio. Matt Skiba. And I'm playing Alkaline Trio right now just for that very reason. Before Heavens, I played Jawbreaker off of their album Dear You, a classic album, if you were to ask me. That song is called Oyster. Prior to that, Me First and the Gimme Gimmes off of their album Have a Ball. That song is called Leaving on a Jet Plane. Before that, Fucked Up off of The Chemistry of Common Life. That song is called Days of Last. And I played them because they're coming back to Vancouver to play a show, which I'll tell you about in just a second. The Bouncing Souls before that off of How I Spent My Summer Vacation with their song Gone. And they are not gone because they're coming back to Vancouver to play a show with the Vans Warped Tour, which I'll also tell you about in just a minute, so hold your horses. Before that, Bison BC off of Quiet Earth. That song was called Wendigo Part 2, Cursed to Roam. Prior to that, The Mutators off of Kill Me. That song was called Stevie Wonder Can See. And before that, I played The Transmitters off of their self-titled EP. That song was called Are You Gonna Take Me? And The Transmitters are playing this Saturday at the Media Club. It's an early show. They're playing with the New Fidelity and the TVs. There you go. It's happening this Saturday. Other shows going on in the near future. This weekend, Agent Orange is also coming to Vancouver to play a show. They're playing Sunday night at the Cobalt. I thought that show was at the Balmoral, but maybe the venue's changed. So this Sunday, Agent Orange at the Cobalt. What else is going on? The next month, you can check out Under Oath and Norma Jean. They're coming to play a show March 7th at the Vogue Theater. The Taste of Chaos Tour is also coming back to Vancouver, featuring bands such as Bring Me the Horizon and the Cancer Bats. That is happening March 30th at the Commodore Ballroom. Anyone Lost by the Trail of Dead also returns to Vancouver to play a show March 13th at Richards on Richards. The Bronx are coming to Vancouver as well. They're playing April 1st at Richards on Richards, April Fool's Day. The Haunted are also coming to Vancouver. They're playing April 7th at the Commodore Ballroom. That'll be an awesome show. Then, dear friends, we have a dilemma. On April 14th, there are two shows that perhaps you could go to. And maybe you could try to go to both, but I don't see that happening. Turbo Negro is playing at the Commodore Ballroom, or Fucked Up is playing at the Biltmore. Which one are you going to go to? If you could see my face right now, you could see how conflicted I am. What else is going on? Carpenter is playing a show. They're opening for Gob. Who remembers them? Everybody. April 17th at the Biltmore Cabaret. The Weaker Thens are playing a show. They're playing with the Constantines. May 1st? What's the fifth month? May? Yeah, sure. Let's say May. At the Commodore. And like I was saying a while ago, the Vans Warped Tour is returning to Vancouver this summer, August 14th at TBA. It'll probably be at UBC again. Like, that's probably the only venue that's big enough to kind of hold that kind of festival. But if you remember last year, the Vans Warped Tour was a bit, at least for me, the band lineup was very disappointing, and I didn't go because there wasn't a single band on the lineup last year that I even was remotely interested in seeing, even if it was a band that I saw before. None. Zero. But this year, Anti-Flags playing, Bad Religion, the Bouncing Souls are also playing, so it might actually be a bit better than last year. I don't know. Gallows are also playing, and I think they're awesome, so I will probably go just to see them. NoFX is also playing. Flogging Molly. Hello, 14 years old Marielle. I would have been so stoked on this, and I still kind of am. Still pretty excited, but at this point in my life, I've already seen those bands, so a little less excited. Yes, that's all I really have to say right now. That is all for concert listings. Hopefully you head out to some of them, most of them, this Saturday. Transmitters, TVs, and New Fidelity at the Media Club. Be there. And be square. It's my new thing. Anyways, I am going to play some Torch for you right now, just because I can, because it's my radio show, so I can do what I want, kind of, within the confines and restrictions of the rules of CITR. But anyways, this is some Torch off of their latest album, Meanderthal, on We All Fall Down on 101.9 FM, CITR in Vancouver. You are listening to 101.9 FM CITR in Vancouver. This is We All Fall Down. Thank you very much for tuning in and calling in this week, guys. You guys are awesome, as always. I just played Lair of the Minotaur off of, I don't remember, oh, The Ultimate Destroyer. That's what the album was called. That song was called Grizzly Hound of the Pit. It's an amazing title for a song, by the way. And then before that, what did I play? I don't even remember. Doesn't even matter. Torch. I played Torch off of Meanderthal. That song is called Healer. That's it. Coming up next, we have Robin doing the Inkstead show. Robin is not here this week, so his show is pre-recorded, but luckily it is an hour and a half. Yay! An extra half an hour of the Inkstead show this week. Aren't we all lucky? So stay tuned for that. And then I believe at 3:30, French Connection is on, or Le Connexion Francais, as I like to say it. I'm not making fun of their show. I just like talking in French sometimes, even though I can't. That's all I'm trying to do. Anyways, if you wanted to check out my playlists online, I do post them on the World Wide Web at weallfalldowncitr.blogspot.com. And as always, you can download podcasts for the show and many other shows on CITR, like your show, like John's show.
I got a show.
Yeah, he has a show. What's it called?
That show is called Shameless.
Yes, it is.
It's
when is
Sunday.
It on? It's
every
on
second Sunday.
Every second Sunday at
3.
At 3.
Till 5.
And if they miss it, they can download podcasts, can't they?
They can.
Yes, they can. At CITR.ca. Or do you have a website? You have a webpage for
I have
show?
A webpage. I made it with my own two tech-savvy hands.
Two tech-savvy. His hands are so tech-savvy that he would just need to even use one to make that webpage. What's your
one
webpage?
Finger.
One. The touch of a finger. Anyways.
Yo, CITRraps.blogspot.com.
What is it?
YoCITRraps.blogspot.com.
Is it actually?
It is.
That's pretty awesome.
MTV stole my name.
MTV stole... I'm sure they did, John. Anyways, at some point, John and I will have like a Star Wars party. And if you are interested, you get in contact with me. Because one day, geeks will rule the world. They probably already do.
And we'll watch Star Wars.
And,
as our victory party.
And we'll watch Star Wars as a victory party.
It'll be
and
like
we
the Battle of Endor.
And we shall quote Star Wars upon our victory. Exactly. All right, that's it for me.
Yup, yup, Mariel.
No more, yep, no nope. More Star Wars noises. Not right now. Not while the mics are on. Anyways, I will leave you off now with some DOA, and then stay tuned for the Inkstead Show. Stay tuned to CITR all day and every day, because it's your home away from home. It's my home away from home.
Like the Dagobah system.
Yeah, I'm done. That's it. That's all I have.
Oh, Dina! CITR, where you'll hear none of those divas. CITR 101.9 FM, where the only divas you're likely to hear are Kathleen.
Suck my left one!
Diamanda. Lydia.
Would somebody please inform the U.S. government that my uterus is not open to public debate?
CITR 101.9 FM, your true diva station.
Is here, a suffering is here. Life is Skittles and life is beer. I think the loveliest time of the year is the spring. I do, don't you? Of course you do. But there's one thing that makes spring complete for me and makes every Sunday a treat for me. All the world seems in tune on a spring afternoon when we're poisoning pigeons in the park. Every Sunday you'll see my sweetheart and me as we poison the pigeons in the park. When they see us coming, the birdies all try and hide, but they still go for peanuts when coated with cyanide. The sun's shining bright, everything seems all right when we're poisoning pigeons in the park. We've gained notoriety and caused much anxiety in the Audubon Society with our games. They call it impiety and lack of propriety and quite a variety of unpleasant names. But it's not against any religion to want to dispose of a pigeon. So if Sunday you're free, why don't you come with me and we'll poison the pigeons in the park. And maybe we'll do in a squirrel or two while we're poisoning pigeons in the park. We'll murder them all amid laughter and merriment, except for the few we take home to experiment. My pulse will be quickening with each drop of strychnine we feed to a pigeon. It just takes a smidgen to poison a pigeon in the park.
You're listening to Ink Studs on CITR 101.9 FM. This week I'll be playing an extended interview I did with local underground comic legend George Metzger. You can find his work in such wonderful titles as Truckin' Comics, Moondog, Moo, as well as a local anthology of underground goodness back from the 70s, Fog City Comics, which featured George, as well as Rand Holmes and Marv Newland. And as a little side note, was published by the Georgia Strait. George is something of a legend in Vancouver, and we all have a lot of respect for him, a lot of respect for the work he did. I hope you enjoy. It was a really great conversation.